Okay. Sorry for switching the time. I tried to get to a chasana. You have two pages in front of you. The first where there's a lot of white. That's Zohar Kaddish. And then the piece from the Beis Yaakov from Rav Yaakov Ishbitzer from the son of the Meir Shiloh. Most of the time, the tzaddikim from this Beis HaMedrash begin with a piece of the Zohar Kaddish. And most of the Torahs are explanations of what's found in the Zohar Kaddish, on the Parasha. So let's look at the piece from the Zohar. On the right it's in Aramaic, on the left it's in Lashon HaKaddish, in Hebrew. So we'll just read it in the Lashon HaKaddish. Rabbi Elazar Omar. So Belozer, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, said, Bo yu re'e, come and see. Achlei nimol Avram, until the bris of Avram Avinu, achlei nimol Avram, before the bris, le dibre imar ele mitar daga tachtona. Hashem only communicated to Avram Avinu the darga mitar darga tachtona, on a lower level. And the higher madrigas were not to be found in that state of the lower madriga. Kevin Shanimal, once he was gemalt, once there was the brismila, Kevin Shanimal, Makosov, what does the Torah say? The beginning of our parasha. Vayera Elov Hashem. Vayera Elav Hashem. Hashem appeared to Avram. Lemi, the Torah doesn't say. To whom? It says Vayera Elav Hashem. It doesn't say Vayera Hashem al Avram. It says Vayera Elav Hashem. Lemi, Shilakosa Vayera Hashem al Avram. Doesn't say that Hashem appeared to Avram. Shimla Avram, as Mahashavach Khan, Yaisa Mibahaschola. Adshalanimo Shakosa Vayera Hashem al Avram. Before the Bris Mila, it also says Vayera Hashem al Avram. There was a relationship before the Bris Mila, and the Torah said already earlier, Vayera Hashem El Avram. So what changed? Ella Soid Nistarhu. The Zohar says this is a Soid Nistar. Rosa Sesima Yu. It's a Soid. This is a deep hidden secret. Vayera Elav Hashem. La'oisa Darga Shedibra Imai. Mashlahoyim Mikoidl Maza Achle Nimal. Something was different. Something changed. The Avram Avinu, who Hashem spoke to at this point after the Bris, is a different madrega of a human being. It's no longer Vayera Hashem al Avram. Something different. It's a different madrega. Shekeis has Gala Hakol v'schaber b'dibur k'shadibur imo. In this new state that Avram Avinu was in, the hashti izgali kol v'schaber b'dibur kadmal l'imei. There was some great, deeper attachment. His gala hakol, there was a revelation of kol, of the voice of Hashem, his chaber bedibur, and there was an attachment that took place through this dibur, through this voice of Hashem. Kshadibur imay v'hu yeshev pesach ha'oel, and Avram Avinu was sitting by the opening of the tent. V'hu, again, doesn't say v'legila mi. Kilu, this person is not anybody that can be confined to a name in this world. Avram Avinu transcended the old Avram Avinu. Something was different, something changed. Elakan gila zachoch mishakol adarga shuyas al adarga tachtainazu achashanim al Avram. All future madregas of Avram Avinu were built upon this new madrega of Avram Avinu la'acha hamila, after the bris. Now let's learn the Beis Yaakov. Where it's circled, it says, Vav, Vayera, Elo Hashem, Be'elonei Mamre. the two sides of the page, you're looking at side Shin Yud Dalet. Page Shin Yud Dalet, where it says, Eis Vav Ve'yere Elav Hashem Be'eloinei Mamre V'hu Yeshe Pesach Ha'olam. The Zohar Kodesh Ve'yere Elav Hashem Lahu Darge D'mol L'imei Mar L'hav Mikadom Es D'na. When it says Ve'yere Elav Hashem, it means that Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu and spoke to him on this new level that Avram Avinu had reached as a result of the bris. Madloy Havak Mikadom Es D'na, this was not before. Hashem spoke to Avram before. That was Avram. But the Avram who Hashem is speaking to now is somebody else. So the Beis Yaakov explains, V'inin b'zehu kidechsiv. It says in Novi Yeshaya, Kumi oiri kiva oirech. Okay, we say the pasuk by Kabbalah Shabbos every week. Kumi oiri. Arise, oiri. My light, kiva oirech, because your light is coming, is arriving. V'hu ki hadivrei Torah or mitzvahs nirim ba'olam hazeh la'odem ki gzeiros v'chukim. In our lives now, before Mashiach comes, we try to keep all of Torah mitzvahs, but in this world, everything appears to us, we sense. We experience Torah mitzvahs as gzeirais and chukim, as laws and decrees. We don't really understand. V'doymes olav la'ol ulamasa ashi yichabid olav. And because we don't understand the depths of what we're doing, we don't really understand what's going on in our lives. Because of that, we feel that Torah mitzvahs is an ol, an amasa. It's a very heavy burden that we're carrying around with us throughout our lives. Achen kashi yigal Hashem Yisbarach Yisrael ha'gonos behem le'inei Adam. However, when Hashem will reveal the hidden light before our eyes, the hidden light of Torah mitzvahs before our eyes, oz yimole schoik piv, then our mouths will be filled with laughter. And we'll be able then to keep all of Torah mitzvahs with tremendous joy and rotzen halev and a willingness and a desire of the heart, which is hard for us now. We try to muster up, we try to pull together some simcha and some rotzen. But since we don't truly understand what is it that this is about, what are we doing? It's very hard. In the future, the joy that we will experience is resembles the way that a person rejoices now in this world. But of course, it's much more than that. The simcha, the harchava that a person feels now, a person who's looking for this world and who wants to enjoy this world, and ki'ilu, all of the pleasures of this world will be given to him at that moment. That simcha, it's a taste, that is a type of a simcha that we're going to be able to experience when the or hagonas of Torah mitzvahs will be fully revealed to us. See, the pleasures of this world we understand. The tanugim of the guf, of the body, we relate to. And therefore, when there's some satisfaction, when there's some indulgence in the pleasures of the guf of this world, since we live in the world of the guf, we feel, a person feels some simcha, some satisfaction and joy. Mashenikei, when it comes to Torah mitzvahs, whatever we're doing in our Yiddishkeit, we're not really fully experiencing what it is. We don't understand what it is. Therefore, the simcha, the rotzen, is not the way it should be. It's not what it can be. But oz yimol eschayik pino, in the future, kein yismach adam la'ozin, so will be the joy in the future. Kashi yikayim rotzen Hashem esbarach. It'll be a tanug, it'll be a pleasure. It'll be something that he feels, that he understands, that he can relate to. V'zehu kavanas akosuv kumi oiri. And this is the deeper meaning of the pasuk in Navi. Kumi oiri. Kumi oiri. What does that mean? Arise, my light. Kumi oiri. Shiyya kiyum vizchaskus lehaor hagonus. Every time that we say those words, kumi oiri, we're asking, we're crying out to Hashem. Kumi oiri. I know there's an or, I know there's a light that's hidden in every word of your Torah. I know that there's an unbelievable or hagonus inside of me. I know that every mitzvah is filled with or. I'm asking you, kumi oiri. I'm asking that or to make itself known to me, to be able to ascend, to arise, to have a keem in my life, that I should feel it. Kumi oiri. When we're asking in those psukim for Mashiach to come, the ikkah that we're longing for is all of the or, all of the light that is hidden, that we believe is there, but we don't experience. We're asking, kumi oiri. That even now, and we ask for this as we come into Shabbos, that even now in this world, since Shabbos is me'ein olam haba, that we should be zeicher for kumi oiri, we should be zeicher to be able to feel, to have some glimpse at that or, the or hagonis within ourselves, within Torah mitzvahs. Kiva oirech. When your light will be revealed, will appear to us. May we be zoicha kumi oiri even now, for kiva oirech. Mizehu kavanas hazara kodesh. And the Rabbi the Beis Yaakov says, this is the meaning of the zara kodesh. Ve'yera elav. Hashem, Vayera Elov Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him. So the Zohar taught us, Lahu Darge Demolul Ime, to that Hashem appeared to that Madrega, Madlehavmi Kadomas Dana, that wasn't before. Something happened now to Avram Avinu that wasn't before. Hainu, Oysan Hadargen Atzman Shahayulad Ata. The emes is, it was Oysan Hadargin Atzman Shahayloid Ata, Raksha Yasoivil Mehem. Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu earlier in his life, but he didn't get it. He just didn't get it. He didn't understand what that meant. Something happened, and as a result of that encounter between the Rebbeinu Shlalom and Avraham Avinu, he was made responsible to bring into the world some new metzias called Yisrael. He was told, Lech lecha me'artzucha melatcha me'savicha. Hashem reassured him, as Rashi says, that don't worry, it'll be good. La'noscha v'tavoscha. Just like we reassure each other that it'll be good. La'noscha v'tavoscha. And any time that you and I were going through a hard time and we asked somebody, what about all of this inyan of ahavas Hashem and dveikas b'Hashem? So we were always told, just keep on doing it, and you'll feel it eventually. And we're waiting. Kumi oiri kiva oirech. Where is that or? So Avraham Avinu met Hashem earlier in his life, but the experience created in his life an ol, a burden. Because whenever you're given something to do and you don't really know why you're doing it or what you're doing, you're soiv. You could have a good attitude, but it's painful, and it weighs you down. It's hard. It wasn't that Hashem appeared to him in a different way. Hashem had appeared to him earlier. Vayera Elov, Vayera Hashem El Avram. There was an encounter. But the encounter that he had with Hashem earlier in his life caused difficulties. He was soivel. He had to bear, he had to tolerate, he had to carry the burden of that relationship. Va'ata, and what changed now? Va'ata hayfia behem or Hashem isbarach. Be'igaloisa elav. Fayera elav Hashem means, the Zohar is telling us, Lahu darga de mol ime madlahavis mikadoma dena means not that there was some different conversation, not that the content, the toichen of the encounter had changed, but something in Avraham Avinu changed as a result of the Bris Milah. And because of that, Atahifia Behem or Hashem Isbarach, Kumi Oiri, the or of being an Eved Hashem became revealed to him. It became known to him. He experienced it. Ki loy nema loy kan shum maimer bedavar chadash. When you look in the Torah, we don't see that there was any new maimer that was told to Avraham Avinu. Just as vayera lav Hashem, that doesn't say anything. That's why the Mefarshim were all scrambling to figure out what's going on in the pasuk, because it doesn't say what Hashem said to Avraham Avinu. So Rashi brings down from Chazal what vayera lav Hashem is what levakar sachayla, that Hashem came to visit him on the third day of the Bris because he was sick. Because he was suffering on the third day of the Bris. Because when we're looking in the Chumash, we don't see that anything happened. It just says Vayera Lev Hashem. So we have a Kabbalah from Chazal that it was Bikur Chaylam, that Hashem came to visit, to pay him a visit. Because there's no Chiddush, nothing happened over here. He doesn't say anything to Avraham Avinu. It's like when you're living with somebody for 20 years and you don't really know who the person is, and then all of a sudden it dawns upon you. Unfortunately, that usually happens when the person has died, you know, not when he's alive. But when it dawns upon you who that person really is, nothing has changed. It's just that the or of that person has become revealed to you. Kumi oiri, kiva oire. I didn't know. How many times lo'aleinu at a levaya or at a shiva, there's that terrible feeling of that crying of, I didn't know, I didn't realize, I didn't understand. So the Rebbe's explaining, Hashem didn't say anything to Avraham Avinu. There was no Chiddush. Of course, the news about the upcoming birth of Yitzchak, that was a besur of the Malachim. But when it says Vayera Elav Hashem, Hashem didn't say anything to him. But now, in a moment, suddenly, Nizgalaloi, it was revealed to him. Haor hatomun v'gonus, the light that was hidden, that was buried and hidden, b'chol hapu'ulois v'avoidos shepo'al ad ata, and all of the pu'ulois and all of the uvdos and all of the avoidos that he was oisikin until now, being an Eved Hashem, getting up, washing negovaser, and going to shul, and davening, all of the things that we do, but we do without understanding it, without that gilui. And because of that, we're soivel. We carry the burden of our avdus, of our serving Hashem. But the Rebbe is explaining that now, nizgalaloi ha'or hatom v'gonos v'chol ha'pulis v'avad shepo'al ad ata. Now the light that was hidden in everything that he had been doing in his avodas Hashem until now, it became clear to him what everything that he was doing meant. What all of these pu'ulois, the significance, the meaning in every single moment of life became known to him. At the time that he was actually doing those things, it was a schlep. It was just sevel. It was hard. He was schlepping. Because he didn't see the or hagonas in all that he was doing in his life as an Eved Hashem, he didn't see the Or HaGonis. U'bezeh ha'hizgalas ro'a es ha'or ha'kolul b'hem. So the Rebbe, the Beis Yaakov, is explaining Vayera Elav Hashem, what the Zohar is teaching us, is that in reality there was no new message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give. There was no new communication, there was no new mitzvah that was being revealed. was that Avraham Avinu had changed through the bris. The Rebbe is going to explain. And as a result of the bris, he became opened to the Or HaGadol in what was going on in his life until that time. And Hashem appeared to him in that way. Which until that time, until the time of the bris, Hashem appeared to him, but it was vague. It was unclear. And because of that, his avoda was an avoda of nesias ol, of carrying, of schlepping. But now, v'hirgish b'zeh atzmai, simcha v'ratzon halev. And suddenly, Avraham Avinu was able to feel simcha v'ratzon halev, tremendous simcha v'ratzon halev, mashlo hayilo yad ata, that he was not able to experience until now. Now we know, Chazal tell us, that Avraham Avinu was keeping the Torah before it was given, and that his kidneys were flowing with this information of a life of Torah mitzvahs. It came from within himself. So, Kidivei Torah hayu kol Yosef noivin lo af kodem zehes galus kidisa b'medrash Rabba. So the Torah was there. The information was there. But he didn't really get it. He just did it. But now, it's kumi oiri, kiva oirech, kvod Hashem alayech nigla. It was now mizgala to him. And now there was a tremendous light. And a simchas alev, and a joy of the heart, at ein shir, without measure. V'chinira av b'yameinu, chilukim ben anoshim gedolim, yikrei ha'erach. And the Rebbe says, even in our days we see that there are Jews who are great people, who are great and precious people. Shilofamim oivdim es Hashem esbaruch b'simcha v'zvizus v'charitzas. And these great people, there are times in their lives where they're able to serve Hashem with simcha and zrizas and charitzas, great joy and excitement, enthusiasm. Ulefamim ein boyer bom kol kach hacheshik vazrizas l'kaim ritzan Hashem's bar. Rotsav Hashayv. And then there are other times in their lives that these great people, they don't feel really. There's no fire burning inside. Ain boribam kolkaha cheshek vahazrizas lakaim ritzan Hashem is barat islam. Great fire that's burning inside of them to serve Hashem. We have stories from the tzaddikim, from the Baditshiva, from the Moray Naim, tonight's the outside, the Moray Naim, and from the Baal Shem HaKadosh himself and other tzaddikim, that there were times in their lives that there wasn't a fire burning inside. There wasn't such a cheshek lakaim ritzan Hashem is barat. That even these great tzaddikim had to force themselves. There are times in their lives where they have to force themselves just to be mekayim ratzon Hashem, just to keep the mitzvahs, to learn, to daven. And so, with Avraham Avinu, sh'af shegam mitchila kaidim shemolas atzmoi, Even before he had the bris, even before he was mal himself, kiyum es kol haTorah kula, he was mekayim kol haTorah kula, even before the bris. Achein shehayitzarich lahachriach es atzmoi bekoach, but it took a tremendous effort. He had to be machriach himself bekoach. We know what that feels like. I mean, on our level, it's Avraham Avinu, but on our level, of course, Avraham Avinu was the first person to really do that. For us, it's a lot easier because we already have Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and our ancestors that were working hard at all of this. But Avraham Avinu, in the beginning, he had to mamish force himself. And Hashem had to tell him, when he said Lech Lecha, he had to tell him Lahanos L'Tevoscha. And the nisyonis of Avraham Avinu, the 10 nisyonis of Avraham Avinu, the earlier nisyanis of his life were nisyanis because it was hard. What's a nisayan? A nisayan is something which is, it's hard for you to do. You don't feel like doing that. That's why it's a nisayan. Or else it wouldn't be a nisayan. It's a test because it's hard. And it's hard because you have to force yourself to overcome something that's holding you back from doing it. So in the earlier part before the Briz, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. He was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. But it was in such a way, Shayitzarach La'achriach Es Atzmoy B'Koyach, why? B'Neshagufa Lohoye Mezukach Oid Kol Kach, because his body had not yet been, his body had not yet been refined, purified through Kedushas HaBris. In that respect, on a certain level, it's easier for us. We get a bris on the eighth day. Avraham Avinu didn't have that. So the guf, the physical nature of the uncircumcised body, was standing in the way of Avraham Avinu's rotzen, of his cheshek. He was an oral. He was uncircumcised. All right, you're not an oral unless there's a mitzvah, but that's a bris karov, unless there's a mitzvah or a bris. But that minia, that obstruction, that klipa of the orla in his life was so thick that in all of the avodah of Avraham Avinu, he had to fight against such a klipa, against the guf. V'nei sheguf lo hoy mezukach oid kol kach, shiim moshech achar ratzon Hashem esbar. He wasn't naturally drawn Acha Hashem Isbarach. It wasn't Moshcheni Acharecha Narutza. There wasn't that natural Meshicha. He wasn't being naturally drawn because of the kvedus, the heaviness of his body. That because his physical life was so heavy, there was no bris. He was a son of Avdei Avodah Zarah. He lived in a world that was surrounded by the klipa of Avodah Zarah, by the klipa of the orla, of the filth of that part of the body. That's the world that he was raised in. And it's amazing because despite that, Avraham Avinu fought against all of that darkness, all of those klipas. He fought against the gravity of his body that was uncircumcised to be Mekayim Mitzvos. But he wasn't running after it. It wasn't, on his level, it wasn't besimcha, v'cheshek, and rodson. Hashem Yisbach had to reassure him, l'hanoscha l'tayvoscha. It'll be okay, it'll be good, you'll see. It's going to pay off for you. They were nisyonis, they were hard. V'nei sheguf lohoi mezukach oi kolkach, shiim moshech, acha haretzon Hashem Yisbach, l'zah yadoymer lov kemasa. Therefore, his Yiddishkeit was a very heavy burden upon him. In our lives, that's due primarily to the difficulty that we have with Kedushas HaBris, the struggle with Kedushas HaBris, that the guf, even though Bo Hashem we all received the bris at the right time, but it's not just a matter of the bris on the 8th day, it's the meaning of Shmiras HaBris, Kedushas HaBris. And the body weighs heavily upon the person, even though he's circumcised, but Chalila, he's not guarding the bris. The guf is a tremendous, tremendous weight upon the person. And as a result of that, the Yiddishkeit becomes a burden. He's weighed down by the guf. He's weighed down by the thickness of the klipa of this world. And his Yiddishkeit is Doimer Lov Kemasa. It's hard. Yiddishkeit is hard. It could be in the sign just to get to the davening in the morning. It could be in the sign for a person to smile. In our generation, for people to smile, there's so much in this inyan of Pagam HaBris, that just to be able not to be marshchayrudig, not to be depressed, to have a little simchas achayim. The whole, all of life has become a terrible weight upon the shoulders of Jews who are not guarding the bris. Because the guf is a terrible, terrible klipa. It's a terrible mechitza. And therefore, all of Yiddishkeit is doimel of kemase. Kedisu b'shas lahe adam shakar l'kadosh baruch hu adon ad shabo Avraham b'kar adon. So Chazal tell us, nobody called Hashem Adon, master, until Avraham Avinu called Hashem Adon. Okay, so the name Adon, it's very, very respectful. That Avraham Avinu called Hashem master. But what does the word master imply? It implies a state of what? Servitude and slavery. It means that you don't really feel like doing it. It's terrific because Avraham Avinu humbled himself, made himself into Ofer Ve'efer to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's the first one to call Hashem Adon. But Adon, my master, is not the same as Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, my beloved. My master means that I'd rather have the day off. I'd rather not do this. But what am I going to do? I work for the Baruch Shalom. I'm an Eved Hashem. It's very beautiful, but one has to force oneself to do that. What he was doing in serving Hashem was terrific, but it was a masa. It was a weight upon his shoulders. There's an Odin who's goyzer alav. There was a master who was Geyser love, who decreed to do these things and those things. V'hu ha'eved ha'muchach lasas k'fiyah she'yitzuvah. And the Eved, so the Eved has to do what he's told to do. V'chinin de'isagam ken b'shas alufeinu m'subolim. That means the alufen musubalim means that an aluf is also an ox. The subalim that's schlepping a tremendous burden. That behemoth is able to carry a lot of weight. But alufen musubalim, alufen b'tor musubalim b'mitzvahs. But Chazal take the words alufen musubalim, and interpret them not just an ox that's schlepping a heavy burden. Alufen musubalim, alufen b'tor musubalim b'mitzvahs. That in our lives, we're like behemoths. Behemoths hayisimah, like animals, like an ox that's carrying the heavy burden of what? Of Torah mitzvahs. Person never looks and sees somebody that's not carrying that all of Torah mitzvahs, and there isn't a little bit of a machshava sometimes in a person's head that Yosef Das, Yosef Machoiv. I wish I didn't know all that I knew. I wish I could just be a happy pagan. And, you know, just have a good time like the rest of these people having a good time. That after Jews are always carrying around, always bent over. And you look at this guy, he's just a happy guy. He's mamish enjoying himself. Doesn't have to feel guilty. We can't even enjoy our affairs. God, a person who doesn't have affairs, it's not a geschmack. He's happy. Like the Beditzer said, nobody ever makes a Sudas Mitzvah for an Aveira. So even if a person finally does an Aveira, so then he has to. So it comes with a whole Cheshbon of Hashem, the Bagan, the Gazanu, and boy, this is going to be hard, and I'm going to have to pay for this, and there's going to be Yom Kippur, and it's going to be this, and it's going to be Din V'Cheshbon. And you look at some guy in the street, he doesn't have his Mechai, doesn't have Aveira. Nothing. Was he has to go to a confession or something? What does he have? It's nothing. Ki odin v'olof hemin yinecha. V'kolz ahia koidim shemalas atzma. All of this is before Avraham Avinu had the bris. Aval acha shemalas atzma. However, after the bris, after the cutting away of the klipa of this world, the orla of this world, Nizgaloi or chadosh kumi oiri kiva oirech. Nizgaloi or chadosh beze atzmai. There was an or chadosh that was revealed, a new light in all that he had been doing until now. He said, that's what I was doing. I never understood that. I never realized that. I never knew what those moments meant. I never knew what all of those avoidas were about. I didn't understand. I was just trying to wade through them. I was just trying to carry. I was just trying to schlep all of that, and to make my way through all of that. But I didn't know what it was. I didn't feel that. But aval achas amalas atzmai nesgali or chodesh beze atzmai v'kiim kolad divrei Torah besimcha v'rotz nalev. It's mekayim all divrei Torah, but now it's besimcha v'rotzen halev v'yera elav Hashem. But the Zohar says nothing changed, nothing happened, there was nothing new. V'mnei she'ata gam gufa her nimshach achir rotzen Hashem esbarach. The change now was that even his body became swept along with the Ratzon Hashem. The body was no longer an enemy. Physical life was no longer an enemy to Avraham Avinu's Avodas Hashem. The body began to sing the same niggun as the Nisham. Once he was gemalt, and the covering, the separation was removed. He brings Nechav Zayin, Tzaddik brings a famous, there's a famous Torah from Rav Mendel Rimanover. That it's also Nagir to the Parsha, which is, it's a famous Torah. Just take very quick a look at Chav Zayin on the bottom. Pri Tzadik Miketz, he brings from Divrei Menachem from Arava Kodesh and Rimanov. And it's Tzadik Kam, he says, Divrei Menachem, the Apostle, Yishlach Avram is Yodav Ikach as Machelis. That Avram Avinu had, by Yishlach, he had to, by the Akedah, he had to send forth his arm, by Yishlach Avram is Yodav Ikach as Machelis, to take the knife. The Rebbe of Mendel Rimanover says, "Ki kol eva ve'eva shu b'niskadish kol kach, every limb by Avraham Avinu's body had become so holy. Ad she also ba'atzma mitzvah Hashem esbarach b'loy pulas koyches l'Avraham. The body automatically and naturally, intuitively, the body was doing the Ratzon Hashem." Automatically, he was set. The body was not opposed to Ratzon Hashem. The body supported Ratzon Hashem. The body naturally flowed with the Ratzon Hashem. He called Avram Kshum Lalev, Libo Hedovik Hashem, because the heart was attached to Hashem, and the limbs are affected by the heart. Therefore, since the truth is that Hashem did not want, the Rav Mendel Rimanover says, since the truth is Hashem did not intend for Avraham Avinu to kill Yitzchak, that was not the intention, therefore his body was resisting the Akedah, so it had to be Vayishlach Avraham Yisyad. He had to force himself to take the knife to kill his son. Because the body wasn't moving in that direction. That's part of the Nisayon, the way the Rimanov explains. The body was naturally set on Ratzon Hashem. Since the Ratzon Hashem was not to kill, therefore it had to be behechrich vayishlach yada. That you can look in the Pri Tzadik in the Divrei Menachem. It's not for now. But the point here that the Beis Yankiv is referring to is this: that after the bris. It's not just that the body cooperated, that the body no longer was obstructing the light of Kumi Oiri. But after the bris, that weight, that burden, that klipa, that orla was removed, and the body itself was mishtatev, b'rotzen, b'simchas halev, in Avodas Hashem, that it's so hard for us to feel in our lives. Just one second. Back on top, after Chav Zayin. V'lo hayitzarach la'achriach es atzma kimikoyde. So he no longer had to force himself to be an Eved Hashem. Gam b'lo'idas, moshcheni acharach. Gam b'lo'idas, even without thinking, without working things out, without having to krechs and fight and struggle. Argam beloidaz, hayenimshach achar rotzen Hashem, he was swept along by the will of Hashem. Lo hayu amitzis daimus lov kemasa, and the mitzvahs were no longer a burden. Kirosh a mitzvah's nice ice fakir. The mitzvah's for carrying him. Kamaisha Aaron, how you nice yes nice of. The way the Aaron, one of the miracles of the Aaron was from the Mishkan, one of the miracles of the Aaron Beis HaMikdash was that that you didn't have to carry, to carry the people who were carrying. Vahayu by the Kviyas. Kumi Ayri, it's a lashon of Kiyum, that the Or of Hashem became a Kviyas in Avraham Avinu's life. B'nei Shezu HaMitzvah, he betmidus im ha'odem b'li hefzik. There's no hefzik anymore by Avraham Avinu. There's no hefzik, there's no interruption, there's no obstruction, because the guf has become the friend of the neshama. The guf and the neshama are no longer at odds with each other. Through the bris, and in our lives, shmiras habris and kedushas habris, the body is no longer at odds with the neshama, and therefore there's no hefzik. The person's simcha, the person's ratzon, the person's cheshek, it's all tamid. It's continuous. It's constant. Vav b'mokim she'ein bo das, and even b'mokim she'ein bo das, even when he's not able to think, he doesn't have to think, because it's become his natural swing in life. It's who he is. It's his nature. That's the nature of a Jew. It's the true nature of a Jew. The guf creates an artificial barrier that makes Yiddishkeit seem unnatural. It makes our Yiddishkeit feel unnatural. So when it comes to eating, we feel that's natural. When it comes to indulging in other physical pleasures, we feel like that's great. I enjoy that. That just comes easily to me. And then when it comes to like sleeping in the sukkah for a night, I don't know. It's 48 degrees. That could be dangerous. It's dangerous. 50 degrees. I think I'm a mitzdayer. It's a funny thing how he's not mitzdayer. We used to play basketball. We used to shovel away 6-7 inches of snow to play basketball outside. You know, it's, when you want to have a good game, you can find a way to make it. It was 10 degrees outside. 20 degrees outside, you still manage to play ball. But when it comes to sleeping in the sukkah, it's cold over here. It's hard, this is hard. When it comes to getting up to davening starts 7:30, 8 o'clock, it's very, very early. It's very early, it's the middle of the night. 7:30, 8 o'clock. I feel like an old, it's a shibuk. It's hard. And the person could be sitting at a simcha or in a restaurant, and they bring up already there's the second portion, the third portion, and the person doesn't say to them, it's very hard for me. It's hard for me. I can't do this. Or even if he says it, he says, all right, all right, but it's not hard. We feel gashmi is as something which is natural, and therefore it's barotzen b'simcha b'cheshek avim. But our ruchnius feels unnatural. And Avraham Avinu had the bris, and to the degree that we guard the bris, the guf is no longer at odds with the neshama. Therefore, after mokim shein b'das, you're on b'sheina when he's sleeping, or beis amerchatz. Even when he's not thinking, he's naturally set on ratzon Hashem. The body itself wants to do the ratzon Hashem. And that's what it says in the Medrash. Boilam azer ruchi neisenes bechem chachma. I will also ruchi neisenes bechem chai. It's an amazing Medrash. Sorry. Somebody want to ask something before? Is it Ari want to or say something? The Bekitzer.
I don't know if you answered it, but I was going to ask. Is the Rebbe saying that when we have a meal today, do we also have some level of
yes, we definitely do, but our responsibility is shmiras habris, not just having the bris, but because on the eighth day the orla was removed, it is easier for us if we make the effort. It's easier for us. We can. So the Medrash says, The Baruch Shalom says, in this world, in this physical world, my ruach is my sense b'chem chachma. It gives you a certain edge when it comes to chachma. Avol osir ruach in the sense b'chem chai. But in the future, ruchi, being a Jew, it's not going to just make you smarter. It's not going to just enlighten you. It's going to give you life. There's a big difference between just being smarter or being alive. I will give my ruach into you, v'chiyisam, you will be alive. What is this? Chaim, life means when you're attached to the source of life. That's to be alive. Right now, we try to keep mitzvahs because it's a chachma, because we understand that it's the right thing to do, and you and I, we want to do the right thing. That's what our parents and our grandparents and great-grandparents, and we understand. It makes sense to us, and we want to do the right thing. It's a chachma. But to feel that it's your life, that's already something else. To feel that it's mamish your life, that feeling of life is when you mechub atam advekim b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kulchem ayayim. Again, when you have supper, you feel, oh, this is giving me life. But when you're standing there, and you're putting on your tefillin in the morning, and you're yawning, and you're trying to remember whether you said the bracha, you didn't say the bracha, it's because it's something that you have to do, not that it gives you life. Something that gives you life, it's b'simcha, b'cheshek, b'rotzen, you mechubet to the mekar chayim. Lihimoshech acher rotzen, Hashem's bracha, turn over the page. Zehu chayim ha'amitim. Lihimoshech acher rotzen, Hashem's bracha, to be pulled and drawn. What a person doesn't do to stay alive. A person discovers within himself kaychus that he doesn't even know that he had. When his life is in danger, he finds he has unbelievable kaychus. Unbelievable kaychus. Because he knows that it's a matter of being alive. And when you feel that your life is at stake, you have tremendous kaychus. But when you feel that your life, when you feel that your Yiddishkeit is not your life, then you don't have kaychus. To the degree that you feel that Yiddishkeit is your life, you have tremendous kaychus to be an Eved Hashem. And getting up for slichus is not something that, or staying up shavuos night is not something that you have to sleep in the next 2 weeks after shavuos. Because you're such a hero. You come home, your wife thinks that you're learning for who knows what. The whole thing is an extra hour and a half or something between the watermelon and the whatever. Like the big Mesiris Nefesh. The wife can't ask her husband to take out the garbage for the next month. Because of shavuos, he looks and says, nah, it's shavuos night. Taking little shul is very, very hard. It's very hard. Aluf feinim usubal matayim mitzvahs. Because you don't feel that it's your life. When you feel that it's your life, the cheshik and lots, yimachubi yimakushet remakar chaim baruchu. Then it's when it's your life. It's not hard. It's hard when it's not your life. It's hard when it's somebody else's Indian and you have to do what they want you. So Avraham Avinu called it before the bris. He called Hashem Adon. That's his Indian. He's telling me to do what he... I know he's got some stuff he wants me to do. I don't even know exactly why he needs me to do this stuff, why he wants me to do this stuff, but I it's a chachma. It makes sense to me that there's a Rebbein Shlom and he's big and I'm not, and I guess I better do it. Because he's the boss. Beside that. But that's not that it's my life. It's not my life, it's his life. He's got something in his life that he needs me to do. I don't know why, but it's for him. But it's not my life. The second that it dawns upon us that it's our lives. When I realize that it's my life, kumi oiri, kiva oirech, kumi oiri. This is my life. So then, you're nimshach, you're drawn after it. The Medrash is saying that in this world, our Yiddishkeit is mashpia chachma. It makes us smarter, it makes us understand more, it's good. Sh'odem meivin b'chachma mizeh, so I understand God wants me to put on film. I understand, and he's the boss. I'll put on film. He's the other. I understand. I learned what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So I gotta get up in the morning and do this. I have to do that. I'm excited. I understand that, and that's the Ratzon Hashem, and I'll do it. I'll do it, but it's hard. I gotta push myself. Because I don't feel this is my life. I feel it's his life. And he's got some Indian with me, and he's telling me to do it. Just like when you work for somebody. However, in the future, Ruchi noisenes bechem chai. It's not ruach in the sense b'chem chachma. That's this world. In the future, it's going to be ruach in the sense b'chem chai. Haynu kashi yigala Hashem is baruch ha'sa'or ha'gonis b'divrei Torah. When Hashem will reveal, there are ha'gonis, the light that's hidden in divrei Torah. Then we're going to run after Hashem to know more and more and to experience, and we'll feel that it's mamish life. Every second that, not a person drags himself into the Beis Medrash, say this starts at whatever, 9 o'clock, and he drags himself in at 9:40, and he starts to look at the watch at 9:45, is it almost over? It's Barotzen, it's my life. Mamish is my life. Can you imagine a guy's like on the operating table and his life is in danger and the surgeons are working on the guy, and the guy says, you know, if you wouldn't mind, to have a half hour is my favorite show, you know, I hope you guys can finish up in a half hour. It's like, he's be crazy. He says, take your time, this is my life. This is an important thing. This is very, very important. He doesn't show up late. He's having heart surgery. They tell him he's got a day to live. So he's going to come the way guys come to the Beis Medrash, the way guys come to shul. Shabbos morning, davening is whatever, 8:30, guy comes 9 o'clock, 9:15. No, it comes to surgery, there's the preparations, he comes already, the surgery's at 9 o'clock, he's already at 5 in the morning. Pinklech, he's there 5 o'clock in the morning. They have to do all the work, it's my life. So you tell him, you have to come here so early, you should have come by Baruch Hu, you should have come to the operation. You should come by Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu's only at 9 o'clock, why do you have to come at 5:30? So what are you out of your mind? This is not shul, this is my life. Come to shul. I can come later. I can come by Baruch Hu, or not go at all. But this is an operation. The doctors here to work on my life. My life. I have to be there. I want to be there. Bezo kavanas azar kodesh. It's in the meaning of the kedushas habrius and shemis habrius. The mechitzas, the chesitzas, the klipas of this world that make it so hard for us to feel that Yiddishkeit is natural. We feel that it's unnatural. Even though Be'etzim, that's who we are, but it feels to us like it's a second language. It's not our first language. We feel that Olam Hazeh, the Guf, is our first language. That's our Mamalashim. Eating and sleeping and other things, that's our Mamalashim. What about Yiddishkeit? It's a second language. When you see a tzaddik, you see by the tzaddik, his Avodas Hashem is his Mamalashim. That's his first language. That's his native tongue. So you see that in a tzaddik. The tzaddik, when he says a bracha, it's not because he needs to eat something, so he makes a bracha. The whole tachlis of eating, like the Sfarim says, that he wants to be able to make a bracha. That's his native tongue. That's his natural mahalach in this world. Lahu darge demoli mei madlahavis leiv kadama dana v'nuchel l'shaya. That's what the Zohar is saying. Lahu darge demoli mei madlahavis leiv kadama dana, meaning that v'yeir Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu before. And the Zohar says, "L'oisa daga shadibra imai," and Hashem spoke to him the same way that He spoke to him before. The difference is that before Avraham Avinu wasn't gemalt; he was a madrega tachtoina. Now it's a different Avraham Avinu. Now he was open, and he was able to experience the life of a relationship with God, where it's not a burden; it's the greatest pleasure.
Can we try to imagine what it was like, the simcha that Avraham Avinu felt after the bris, to be able to serve Hashem? Avraham Avinu was a big tzaddik before the bris, and he was mekayim everything before the bris. And there's no question that even before the bris, he was mekayim things besimcha. But for Achas Shemolas Atzmai, but after the bris, Netaisav le'oid Yosef ve'Yosef, Ahava ve'Cheshek ve'Simchad Ein Shiel Lekayim Mitzvah Shemesh Baruch. It can't be Masi. The Simcha, the Cheshek afterwards. Sos Anoichel Imosecha. We say by every bris, Sos Anoichel Imosecha K'moitzei Sholol Rav. Sos Anoichel Imosecha K'moitzei Sholol Rav. Like somebody who found a great treasure. That's what the Rebbe is saying to Bis Yankiv. But the great treasure is not somewhere else. It's Vayera Elov Hashem. It's just that for the first time in his life, he got it. And when he got it, and the Or of Hashem was able
to be experienced fully because the klipa of the bris of the orla had been removed. It's like you just found a great treasure. The truth is, you had the treasure the whole time, like the famous Maisim, the Rabbunim Pshischa, where the treasure, the right, was in Krakow, was under the, it was in his house the whole time. It was in his own house. He went looking at the Prague to go find the treasure because the dream, and then he came back and he found it. But Bianca, the shul's there in Krakow, that he gave money to build the shul because the treasure was in his own house. He went to Prague to find the treasure. Because he had a dream. And in Prague, the guy says, I had a dream that some Jew has money under his stove in Krakow. So Rabbi Yakov goes back to Krakow. In his own house, he has the money. He was there all the time. Vayera Elav Hashem. But now he was able, why do we say that about the bris? Because the removal of the orla allows a person to experience that which he had all the time. But he wasn't able to enjoy it. He wasn't able to enjoy it. Because the goof was in the way. And once the orla is removed, it's the treasure that was mamish by him. It was inside of him. That's what's going to be when Mashiach comes. What's going to be new when Mashiach comes? So we're all thinking there's all kinds of change, all kinds of chedush. It doesn't have to be. Once the klipa of this world is removed, it's kumi oyri kiva oyri hu kvayt Hashem alayich negus veyera elav Hashem veyera elav Hashem. We should be zarcha. We see that Kabbalah Shabbos we ask kumi oyri. We should be zarcha Shabbos. Doshi Shabbos veyera, that each and every one of us should be zarcha at least a little bit of a time, a little bit of a taste of what that means. Kumi oyri kiva oyri. Until that day when we'll be all together. Hisnari me offer kumi, and that we'll be able to get up from the offer, and the Shechina will rise up from the offer. We'll be zeicher for that final time of being able to experience that Tiferes Yerushalayim without any of the levushim of this world, with the Gula Hashem Hamitis, Amen.